Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. The highest court in Massachusetts heard arguments today in a case involving the right to privacy in the digital age. And the outcome could determine whether state law enforcement needs a warrant to retroactively track where a cell phone has been. WBUR's Fred Bever reports.
At issue is location info that's automatically generated whenever someone makes or ends a cell phone call. Records of which cell towers handled the call can be an indicator of the phone user's location at the time. The case in point involves a 2004 Dorchester murder. Investigators had sought a judicial order for location records of a phone in use by a suspect over a two-week period. And although there was no evidentiary hearing, the judge agreed that the records met the fairly low legal standard of relevance and material to the case. The cell service provider handed over the records, but a superior court judge later suppressed that evidence. He said there had not been a determination of the higher standard of probable cause that the suspect committed a crime, and so there was an unconstitutional, warrantless search.
The issue is whether the Commonwealth can warrantlessly obtain location information about everyone's cell phone.
Massachusetts ACLU legal director Matthew Siegel argued before the Supreme Judicial Court that because cell phones travel everywhere with their users, the location records provide an all too intimate portrait of their lives.
And so we believe that that is information that's very private, it's very intrusive, and that should require a warrant supported by probable cause.
But prosecutors say that established law allows third parties, such as cell phone providers, to turn over location records without a warrant. And Jake Wark, spokesman for the Suffolk County District Attorney, says cell phone records are less exacting and intrusive than, say, placing a GPS tracker on a car, which does require a warrant.
Cell site location information is very good at telling you where someone is not. It's fantastic for disproving an alibi. It's not so good at telling you exactly where someone is.
And Work argues that the issue is moot because cell service providers now routinely require a warrant before releasing any customer records in Massachusetts. But according to one advocacy group, the Electronic Frontier Foundation, that's not the case in general. The NSA, for instance, reportedly relies on the relevant and material standard to justify its collection of electronic data. Activists hope that this case and similar ones around the country will build a new body of law that's more protective of privacy. Prosecutors, in this particular murder case, just want the court to allow them to bring the evidence to the jury. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Bever.